And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Joseph, and of course, a great producer, Eric Reinert.
And Kathleen the Beautiful.
And Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen
absolutely.
The Beautiful.
Yes.
Joseph Ferdo.
Yeah.
Turtle power.
Well, there you go. Well, here's the thing, Joseph. I love that song. Obviously, it takes us back to our childhood. In the
your
80s
childhood.
There.
Was
yeah,
like
well.
Five.
At least. But, you know, who sings this song?
Well, this is Donald Tettle. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Did you say
know.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Ah, unbelievable. You got to know who sings it. Come on. No,
do
but.
Do you have audio fed into that thing?
Do I what?
Yeah, the camera.
Yeah,
you have audio fed into the camera?
Yeah, hopefully they should be able to hear it.
Is
I don't have
Periscope?
It fed in. Yes, it is Periscope.
I'll check it out in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much to our listeners. I really appreciate you tuning in to both Breakthrough Entertainment and our Periscope feed.
Yes.
Yeah. And they say that we hear very good. So we hear very good. So
okie dokie.
Go to Periscope and you can find us. You just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment and you can do BR Break THR Sports. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, based on the Twitter thing. Yeah.
It's the Twitter thing. We could change it, but I don't know if that would like lose it with the Twitter. I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not very tech savvy. We would have to get Donatello to help us, right?
I think I
can't say the name very well.
Yeah. Hey, Donald Trump saw an African American the other day.
Well,
I know. I just was watching his speech.
Good for him.
And he slugged somebody.
Oh,
the African American did.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey,
it was a KKK dude.
Oh.
We're going to be talking about Donald Trump a little bit later on. One of our very favorite guests, very near and dear to our hearts, Doris Markovic, will be joining us by phone in our third hour today, talking
Greg
about politics.
Loves that.
I know, Greg, you're a big fan of Miss Markovic.
Yeah.
And
I'm
her
not...
sister as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still haven't met her sister yet. What's her
sister's
name?
Have we even talked to her sister?
Yeah.
She always talks about her. Actually, you should try that today. You should ask. We should ask and see if her sister will come on the show as well.
But they may not be bad.
Yeah, it's a good idea. But she's going to be telling us all about what her thoughts are on the political race, and we can of course have some more fun with her as well. I got a pickup line for her a little bit later on. And, yeah. Have you heard heard my pickup lines?
Greg? I heard.
No.
Heard.
I
don't know. For some reason, I'm really nervous today.
By the way, the Periscope
says
Breakthrough Entertainment radio show ended 4 minutes ago.
Well, there's another one on.
Oh.
Yeah, I try the next one. It's
because
we had a connection issue. They were reporting connection issues, but now we should they said that they can hear us and we're giving them thumbs up because we really appreciate everyone for tuning in regardless of the format that they're tuning in.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're driving right now, get home or you know, wherever you go, turn on Periscope and do what Joseph said.
Yeah, and by the way, Kathleen. Now our viewers can't see Kathleen right now. Maybe they'll. No, she doesn't like the whole scoping thing.
You know, she doesn't like to be on camera.
No, she doesn't like to be on camera. It's a shame,
stellar.
Though. It's a shame because I'm curious, Kathleen. Did you eat Lucky Charms this morning for breakfast? Because you look magically delicious.
Oh,
whoa! Yeah. Watch it.
Hey,
I'd like to see a fight.
Come on, Eric. Come on, Eric. Eric. All right. I'll equal opportunity. Eric, is your body from McDonald's?
No, I don't like the sound of that.
Because I'm loving it.
I went to pull.
Calm down. Take it down a couple notches.
I'll give one to Greg here. Okay.
Well, thank you,
Greg.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Greg, but I think you dropped something.
I don't want to pick it up in front of you.
You haven't had the pleasure of having to hear this for the last 3 weeks.
Unfortunately.
My jaw. Uh huh. Yeah.
What?
You dropped my jaw.
Oh.
Yeah. And I want to say to our viewer Lady J on Periscope right now, dang girl, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You come up with those on your own.
I do. Yeah. Not really.
No.
You sit there writing them down.
Yeah.
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 Hey, not bad.
Hey, Greg, are you a keyboard? Because you're just my type.
Oh,
all right.
Thank
you.
Hey, Eric,
one more.
When I hear keyboard, I'm thinking piano.
Yeah.
One more for Kathleen, especially for Kathleen. Kathleen, are you a camera? What is that look on your face? It was like, oh,
it's
God.
It's called beauty.
No, I know. Well, that's true.
Well,
that's
she wants to come in and knock you out.
But I know. Are you a camera? Because every time I look at you, Kathleen, I smile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is
lovely. She said that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Well, actually, Kathleen is the only one that should be in front of the camera, the only one with the looks. But you know what? She's hiding right now. Maybe later we'll, you know, trick her.
She's blushing.
Yeah. And our viewers are asking us to tell the joke about the hot dogs. We're not going to do that one today.
Okay, I missed that one, but it sounds
delightful.
Maybe
we'll do it off the air. I don't think I told that one to you, Eric, yet, but we've got an absolutely amazing show today. Greg is here in studio with us.
So the only audio feed is just what's in the room.
No, they can hear, hopefully.
I bet they can't hear me.
They can you hear Eric talking? Our viewers, can you hear the other voice that just said, can you hear me? I'm hoping they can.
I'll tell you in a moment.
Okay.
And he just said, I'll tell you in a moment.
Yes, we can hear him.
Oh, I guess they can.
Very interactive,
yes, thank
these
you.
Folks.
Yeah, very interactive. We love our Lovely. Periscope fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We love them very
much. They can hear me, but it sounds like I'm on a telephone.
Well, I don't know how to do all the technical things. We got to get
Obviously.
Like a...
Well, you should. You're spending too much time on these pickup lines.
I know. And, it's just like it's become like a hobby. I'm looking at them pretty much 24/7 because I got to prepare myself for like the parties and stuff.
Do you still do that stuff, the bar crawls and
I
things
do.
Like that?
I do. I'm actually going to a... Well, actually, there is a bar crawl tonight, but I'm not going to it. My friend Danielle, who met me in the parking lot at one point, Dave took like creepy pictures of her.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, very, very creepy. But it was her birthday a couple days ago. I'm not able to make that event, but I am going to one of my Ultimate Spoons pool parties.
Okay.
Got a bunch of little
Today?
Spoons. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow
We're going to a pool party.
Really? Do you want to merge?
No.
Not like bodies, but like pool parties.
I just don't like the sound
neither,
of the merge.
Neither one? No? Okay.
Don't like moist, merge. Right. What other words don't you like?
Moist, yeah. Do you like the word little spoon?
The way you say it? No.
No? Okay. Oh. All right. Well, that's okay. That's all right. Do you like the word meatball?
I mean, not the way you say it.
Yeah. What is Kathleen laughing for?
She likes meatballs.
She likes meatballs? I like meatballs.
Yes,
too.
We do.
Yeah. Spaghetti.
We eat at Oregano's. We order meatballs.
Do you like Swedish meatballs or do you like Italian meatballs?
Italian. But no. She likes both.
Okay, I like Swedish meatballs. Greg?
I like them both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Both fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah. As long as they're not sweaty.
No, we don't want those at all.
Yeah, not absolutely. Save that for Molly Shannon and
absolutely.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. And by the way, some of our guests today, we're just going to run through some of our guests. We have on author Jeremy Arnold with Turner Classic Movies, The Essentials, 52 Must-See Movies and Why They Matter.
Okay.
We will be...
Sounds like he's doing your job.
It sounds like it. I know. Yeah. I almost didn't want to book him. I was a little bit jealous.
Ooh.
I was jelly, bro. Bruh.
Yes.
Are you my,
don't do that with
Are you my bae?
No,
you're not. Okay, all right. Are you?
You know, one of these.
Are you all right?
Well, one of these nights, Eric and Kathleen will wake up, and Joseph will be there in your guys' bed.
Oh,
no,
just
kind of
like sneaking
to,
I can see it.
But speaking of sneaking into beds,
Kathleen and I sleep in separate beds.
Oh, okay.
Well, then.
Kidding.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have on actually an online dating specialist, Anita Kovic, with Asian Date and AnastasiaDate.com. She's going to be giving us some tips, and she's also going to be telling what are you laughing about still for?
She's laughing at something I just said off air.
Well, do you want to share it with the class?
I will over the talkback.
Oh, okay.
Anita Dick.
No. Don't say that. Don't say that one on the air. That's pretty close to the vendor joke that I was going to tell.
Well, I didn't say it over the air, so I didn't ruin your joke.
Very good. Thank you. And also, we're going to be talking about by the way, our online dating specialist. She's on the show in collaboration with our review of Me Before You, a new romantic movie that made me cry.
This is about online dating?
No, it isn't. It isn't. But it fits in. You know, people change people. And
actually, the people on Periscope might have heard what I said.
They did. Yeah, so if you want to hear Eric's dirty jokes.
Yeah, if you want to hear what I say privately.
Privately, yes. You can tune in.
Tune into Periscope.
Tune into Periscope.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And some of our other guests, Monica Gillen with the Supernatural Convention. Of course, Jensen Ackles and Jared Pilecki are going to be here in Phoenix next weekend.
Fantastic.
So we'll be previewing that.
A couple different things going on, because this week, you know, you have Comic-Con, and then, like you said, the convention next week.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
You guys aren't at Comic-Con.
I might go later, actually.
I don't like dressing up unless it's in drag.
Well, can't you do that? Isn't that a comic character? Isn't
you can.
I could go. I should go.
Just don't go as Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Our website, by the way, is breakradioshow.com. Our Periscope people are asking us for our website, breakradioshow.com, or you can also tune into kphx.com as well, right?
Correct.
Yes. And yeah, I think it's, you know, the my favorite costume when I go to Comic-Con is dressing up as Doris Markovic in my sports bra and khakis.
Is that, nice. How do you know what she looks like, though, like in terms of hair and stuff?
In
Have
terms
you actually
of hair?
Met her yet?
We did. We had her in studio.
Oh, okay.
She was a
oh,
very,
I don't think
she
I...
was. She was a very beautiful 25-year-old woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How
Fantastic.
Come she sounds like she's 90?
I don't. We'd have to
Lots
ask
of
her.
Smoking.
I don't. Yeah, we'd ask mm-hmm. her if she smokes. Possibly she smokes. I'm not sure.
A couple different things.
Yeah, she might have had like a relationship with Donald Trump. I don't know.
Yeah,
possibly. And some other movies we'll be talking about.
Where do you think he got his hair?
Probably
from the wig shop.
Yeah, the sewer
mm-hmm.
somewhere. It was
yeah.
like a rat. I think there was like a story about roof rats. Sorry, mm-hmm. I missed that comment, but we will be reviewing all the comments later, and,
okay.
and seeing and yeah. answering all questions.
Sure, at least some good comments.
But Greg, I know you were excited because we're going to talk about the do-over.
We are.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
yeah.
David Spade. Mm-hmm. Paula.
Oh boy.
Patton.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Rogue
His
Robin,
last eight movies were awesome.
Yeah, they were.
Phenomenal. Academy Award winning hits there.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that and also Alice Through the Looking Glass that came out last week.
Oh, we needed another one of those too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can talk about your favorite actor, Johnny Depp.
We can talk about how Johnny Depp likes to hit his wife.
Oh.
Or how she
Amber
likes
Heard,
to make things up.
Amber Heard. Yeah. Amber Heard does not.
Oh, really? You think she made up that bruise on her face?
Yes.
Yeah. What is Kathleen?
I do.
Kathleen?
100%.
No.
Amber Heard is lying.
Okay.
But she's hot.
Well,
I mean,
she's
so
hot. She's rejected being on the show like three or four different times. So.
Well, I can see why.
Yeah. We never tried to get
That's why Johnny was mad.
Yeah. Well, possibly.
He's like, you should. Yeah. I want to be on. No, but I don't believe her.
But then again, Kirk Cameron also rejected us.
Yeah, good.
Oh, well,
yeah.
good for him.
Me in particular. But and
Even though you were the one person in the world that loved his little Christmas movie.
He would not
I was the
have
only person
well
on Rotten
the show
Tomatoes.
With me in the same room.
Yeah.
No. I got but for our any new listeners, we were kicked out. Do you do interviews? Yes, we are going to be doing lots of interviews on today's show. So we'll be doing some excellent exciting things. But
sure.
What was I saying?
Go to breakradioshow.com and listen to all the past interviews.
Yeah. We've had some excellent
Great
interviews.
Ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, excellent stuff. I forget what I was saying a second ago, but
go ahead.
Right, yeah, go ahead. Are you
no,
still
you
here,
do
Johnny?
The go ahead.
Yeah? Yeah, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the big movie that opened up yesterday. I know I saw it. Greg saw it.
Yes,
and we're both. I, you know, do you think that we're gonna quarrel on that?
I think so.
Yeah,
there's a reason why, and it's kind of a comment I said at the beginning of the show when we heard the music.
Okay.
And Greg, would you have actually gone to see that movie if you didn't have a small child?
Yes. I actually would have because I love the Turtles. That's the cool thing with them is when we were kids, well, not you, Eric, but when we were kids, Kathleen, Joseph, and myself, the Turtles were big time.
Oh,
and they
burn.
Still are.
Burn, bruh, burn. That's how they do things in the OC.
Well, that's where I'm from.
Huh? Yeah. So then you should know.
That's not how they talk
they
in the OC.
Like that.
No, that's more of a New York thing, I think.
It's more like an LA thing.
Are they, yeah. Oh, probably in Boston. What?
In the Ooh. OC, it's more like what? This.
Oh.
In the OC, it's more like, hey, let's go catch some waves, brah.
Yeah.
Bruh, come on, bruh. Yeah. Well, in Boston, I like Boston. You know, I say, what?
Yeah.
Who? Where?
You've never
when?
Been to Boston.
Oh, you just call me Mr. Boston, all right?
You've never been out of New River in Phoenix.
I've never been out of New River.
He went to Scottsdale once.
Yeah.
He didn't make it,
I did.
Though.
No, it was
they
a terrible, terrible place. Terrible place.
Yeah.
But, New River, great place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I drove through there once.
Yeah? And then you
on
didn't
the way,
Never again.
No.
You were just going to Anthem.
I was.
How were the washing machines out, like, in the front yards and stuff?
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. They're very beautiful.
Might save on electricity. I don't know.
They decorate
the washing
them.
Machines are actually on the 51 freeway. Today, when we were driving down the 51 freeway, it looked like a dump. There was, like, trash everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Van Buren as well, though.
Well, that's a different kind of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
could be life-threatening.
Hot trash.
Hot trash? Whoa, no, we don't want that hot trash.
No.
No, not at all.
It's not fun.
Never again. What?
Wait a minute, that's not a girl.
For our Periscope listeners that don't live out here and have no idea what Van Buren is, think of Hollywood Boulevard. But just 10 times worse or lower class.
Yes. Yeah. We've got
the people on Hollywood Boulevard are very classy.
They are. Yeah. Julia Roberts was great on there, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that we should take our first break of the day. And because coming up after the break, we got a really special guest. I'm so excited. We're going to be speaking with the one, the only, Christina Aguilera.
We are?
Yeah. That's a surprise.
Talking about interviews.
Yeah, and by the way, this is Shell Shocked by Juicy J, Wiz Khalifa, and Ty Dolla Sign. from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that came out a couple years ago.
Amber Heard wouldn't be on the show. Who does she think she is?
Probably she heard the show. That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
She tuned in and saw me singing. But I won't sing. I'll just lip sync today.
That would have been it, yes.
This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. You can call it turtle power.
Ain't nothing that could come in between me and my brothers. We all around if it's going down.